Yeah, well, see, but Bo does this very indirectly. He just ignores both of us and just starts talking.
The recordings have now been started. Please go ahead.
Okay. Thanks again, and thanks everybody for joining at short notice. I believe one of the reasons for doing a call so quickly, or doing two calls back to back fairly quickly, is, and you have to understand, I missed the last call, so I'm going to obviously ask Michele to fill in blanks. But I think one of the things that I was hoping to accomplish in this particular call, I think it's second on the agenda, is just to sort of recapture the notion that a number of people in the at-large community did want to concurrently produce an aspirational rights document to go along with the current document, making sure that we are very aware of the following things. One being that the original mandate for this group didn't include an aspirational rights document, but that we subsequently decided that it would be a good idea to have one. And B, we want to make sure that we don't mess the two up, that we continue to move as quickly as possible to get the chartered document completed for the sake of users and registrars who are now compelled by the RIA to point to a document that doesn't exist, and fill in the aspirational rights document concurrently. So I think everybody's on board with that. Michele and I had a chat before the meeting to talk about this, and I'll turn it over to him if there are any blanks that he wants to fill in between the last meeting that I wasn't in and now.
I think that pretty much sums it up. I mean, I think most people who are on this call today were on the last meeting. Is there anybody apart from Bo who missed the last meeting? I'll take the silence to mean no. I mean, we were going through the document primarily, and we were discussing some of the things, issues with rewording stuff too heavily, and, you know, basically respecting the fact that if it's worded in a particular way, it's because it has to be, and that we can make reference. I think a lot of the stuff we were talking about is making references and making those references as explicit as possible. And for example, in the version that is now before you, you'll see that there are already some changes which have incorporated some of the previous discussion. If anybody has any questions or anything like that, then I suppose go ahead. If not, I'll just pander back to Bo.
Yeah, I think I can, Steph. I'd like to do a roll call before do you want to do that now?
Sorry to interrupt, Bo. Yes, it's Giesler. Just a quick roll call to have this on record on today's call. We have Bo Brendler, Cheryl Langdonor, Elisa Cooper, Michele Nalon, Paul Diaz, Evan Leibovich. From staff, we have Liz Gaster, Margie Milam, Heidi Ulrich, Samantha Eisner, and myself, Giesler Gruber-White. If I could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you.
Okay. The agenda here, I think, looks slightly different than I anticipated. We just did the highlights of the previous call, and we have draft list of aspirational registrant rights. Does Samantha need to, is she on a time schedule in which she needs to make her presentation and leave? Is she on the call? Or?
I'm on the call. I do have to leave by 9:45. I don't have a presentation prepared. I thought...
That's fine.
Last week we kind of walked through discussion of the document, and there were questions posed, and so if we could proceed along that way.
Well, since that document is the leading priority, would you mind? This is going against the written agenda here, but would you mind revisiting what you need to revisit and finishing that up as you need to do?
Well, actually, what I would actually suggest might be slightly more productive is. Rather than rehashing what was already discussed from the beginning, it might be a bit more productive. We just had a look very briefly at what changes were made, as in this version we have here is different to the one that was circulated previously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I fully agree.
But, sorry, that would hopefully, I think, cover what you need and what other people need, I hope.
Do you want to lead that, Michele? Because I was not part of that last week, so why don't you go ahead and...
Okay, fine. Well, actually, I'm not going to lead anything, really. I'll hand it back to Samantha.
Okay. So we discussed a few things last week, and one of them I'd made a request to the working group to provide staff with the identification of places where terms, definition of terms or jargon may be of assistance, and also for highlighting of places where still read in too legal of a form. So that's still, from what I've seen, that's still an outstanding assignment that needs to be brought back to staff so that we can work those items in. We had a discussion last week about creating a preamble for the document. So what I did was I took the introduction that was already in the document, and that introduction is now intended for the working group to remind you of the purpose of this document, but then I put a preamble in that can remain with the document when it's for further determination. The most important change that I did was in line with our conversations, I went through and added direct links to many of the RIA provisions, because we had a discussion last week that because document is a summary of the provisions within the agreement, there may be places where the language is different from the agreement, and the legal language of the agreement will always trump. So just to be clear, we put in links to the anchor points within the RAA that were being discussed within those various sections. We also added in links to the various ICANN policies when they were referenced. For example, we referenced the UDRP at a couple different points within the body of the RAA obligation discussion, and I put in a live link to the UDRP at those points, as well as at the bottom when we discussed the UDRP in terms of the obligations that arise out of their in those additional ICANN specifications and policy section. I also made a few edits to some of the language. We have sort of a separate track document that we're working on right now, which is a guide to the RAA, and we have some significant edits going on within that document. This document was based heavily on one of the prior drafts of the entire guide, and so where there were applicable edits that I could make to address some issues that people had identified within the guide to the RAA, I included those here for completeness sake.
So just one question. This guide to the RAA, who is the intended audience of that document?
The guide to the RAA is being drafted to respond to a request that Cheryl Langdon or submitted to Peter Dengate Thrush back in October, I believe.
Guilty as charged, yes.
Requesting a plain English guide or a plain language guide. I know there's been some discussion about that. A guide that can be more easily understood by the end user, by a non-lawyer, by a non-English trained person. They're trying to distill some of the language of the RAA to a more usable format for people, not to, again, replace the rights and responsibilities that come along with registering a domain name or use of a domain name, but to give people a better idea of what that document, the RAA, actually says and how it may affect them. So, so it's really intended for the at-large community and will be available, I imagine, through either the at-large ICANN site or through the ICANN site itself. I'm not sure if a final dissemination plan has been made for the guide.com.
Hello?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Questions or any responses or anything anybody wants to add now? Can we then briefly address item 2B, on the agenda, review of requested workspaces. I think we can get this out of the way pretty quickly. I think that would be ICANN staff. Hello? Okay, I guess we're not addressing 2B on review of requested workspaces. Let's then go to 2C.
Oh, I think using a different agenda. This is Heidi. If you, I've inserted the agenda into the white
diagram.
Oh, I'm going from the agenda that's in the Adobe Connect room.
Yes, the Adobe Connect room has been used for several of the past meetings, so you need to scroll down to make sure you're seeing the one for the 27th of January.
Sorry, no wonder.
Oh, I didn't realize there was one down further down.
Yeah, it's one of the... It's just a little foible in the Adobe, and if we choose, any work group can choose a different form. This is Cheryl speaking, by the way, a convention or a standard operational procedure to have insertions done either at the top of or below the last meeting notes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I now see the agenda that we spoke about in the conference call before this call. So,
as do I, and it makes a lot more sense.
So now then, I guess we're at, it turns out that we were actually on track by accident, and now we're at 2A, which is review of aspirational registrant rights work. Evan Leibovich Heidi was going to request that Evan address his concerns about that. Evan, are you on the call, and are you prepared to do that?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was a little surprised to hear last week on the call to hear that the issue of registrant rights was being declared sort of out of scope of this group. And I would like to address that, which means either bringing it back or making a definitive statement saying it doesn't belong here, because within at large there was a general idea that this thing has to happen. And if it's not going to happen within either sub A or sub B, then basically ALAC has to take a lead and do something else with it. But the answer I got last week was certainly unsatisfactory in regards to this group's approach to what I actually consider to be insultingly called aspirational rights.
I think I can respond to that, Evan. This is Beau. McKaylee and I, in a discussion before this call, wanted to just try to clarify what the issue was here. And the aspirational rights document is not out of, well, in a strictly technical sense, it is out of scope in the sense that this group was not originally chartered to handle that, but it since became in scope because we decided that it was something that needed to be done, and a number of the sort of check-in reports that I sent to the GNSO have said that we were going to do this and that it would be included as part of what we might send to Working Group B. So we are continuing to do it, as I mentioned at the top of the call, just that we need to be conscious that there is something of a time priority for registrars, as they need to have the plain language version of the current RIA provisions complete so that they can link to it, and we just need to make sure we don't confuse the two.
Well, this is Evan again. I think partly this is due to a misappropriation of the term charter at the very beginning, which has some very specific meanings to certain people in terms of, you know, a charter of rights meaning, you know, something like a Bill of Rights, you know, in some other parts of the world, it has a very specific meaning. So maybe there was an error in terminology, is that when the RIA group was formed and it said it was creating a charter, there were quite a few people, I think, that construed that as being what is called now aspirational document. I have no problem with that being declared out of scope here and simply being taken on to a separate process. By definition, it's a high-level document, does not get into the level of detail that is required by sub A and sub B. So I don't have, I mean, in reflection over the last 7 days, I've come to think that, well, maybe it doesn't belong here, and I don't have a problem with that being done as long as it's clear so that we have a better way to start. And so, you know, as long as it's understood that what is being called an aspirational document is meant to be high level, is meant to have a scope that reaches beyond just generic TLDs, you know, as long as that's understood, if this group still believes that it's the right form for that, great, but it seems, you know, now that all the explanations have been made, that it might not be the case.
This is Beau. I guess my personal feeling would be that I think this is a fine forum to accomplish something, since if we scroll back up in the Adobe notes, you know, there's already an aspirational wish. There's already 6 items in an aspirational wish list. I have a 7th one to add that I have that I put into the chat room a little bit earlier on this call.
There's a social text page I think that Heidi did that actually allows us to sort of work on that in a workspace like a wiki. So that might be a better place to do that.
That's fine. My point is simply that if this work has already been done and is ongoing, it would be a shame to waste the opportunity to present it in a you know, agreed upon format now and have it be considered by sub team B. As long as we can get the time sensitive part of our task done, which is the document that comes from the plain language text that we've just been given, why can we not do both, since it looks like a lot of the work for the aspirational wish list is in progress? Does anybody have a problem with that? I mean, can we just not let it distract us and get it done? Or what do we think? We should have some discussion on that.
Well, there's a couple of us with our hand up in the room, of course.
Sure, let's see. I see 1, 2. Cheryl.
I just wanted to weigh in slightly on this. I think we need to be, as a work group, we need to be very, very aware that there is some very important time critical stuff that we must prioritise and do at first. That we, I'm very pleased to hear that the intentions are still there to look at the aspirational registrant rights in some form, but it's well and truly an opportunity for us to take it out into those other wiki workspaces and not let it interfere, but certainly to run in parallel. Most importantly, I think, is that we can, as a work group, identify that work needs to be done. Whether it's our first priority or whether it's someone else's priority is something that we could discuss later. But this particular work group, because both obviously Michaeli and I are in A and B, does have some important crossover roles, but it also has a very particular time-critical role which has to be addressed first. Michaeli, your turn.
Right. It was coherent in my head. Trying to put it out verbally is where I start to have problems. As far as I'm concerned, I've had a look at what's currently in the aspirational registrant rights workspace. Now, the main problem that I had was if we're working on a document which, how do I word this? The main problem that I was having was that this idea of lumping the two together in such a manner that we'd never make any progress on either. Whereas if people kind of go, okay, well, this doesn't cover what I'd like to see, then that's okay, fine. Note it, shove it in there, shove it into that workspace or somewhere, fine. But please God, let's not get into a spiral of discussion about how we're going to change the forces of gravity or something, because, you know, you're bashing your head against the wall, and it's not going to help anybody. And I think if people want to do that, and I understand that some of the problems, I mean, basically, there was some offline conversation between myself and Beau about some of the things from last week. And I mean, from my perspective, as long as the two things are kept as cleanly separated as possible, in that, you know, people respect the fact that we're working on a document that has to be worked on, and no, we can't go off including all sorts of crazy stuff into it now. And if you have the idea, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, or otherwise, that's valid, but it just can't go into this document. As long as everybody understands that, then I don't have a problem at all, from my perspective.
Okay, well, Evan? Well, yeah, I think we're all saying the same thing. Does anybody else have a hand up? Evan does. Okay.
I just wanted to go along with something that Cheryl had just raised on the chat, which is something that's been discussed previously. And again, ALEC has had a working group on the RIA, and maybe the best suggestion is to take what we've done so far, move it over there, and allow RIA sub A to do the job it's supposed to, which is a very specific and time-sensitive goal. And take the aspirational stuff, still needs to be done, but there's a workspace that already exists for that within ALEC. Maybe by splitting that off formally like this, it allows this particular group to focus on this specific task.
Okay. Anybody have any other thoughts on that?
Works for me, says Cheryl.
I mean, personally, anything that moves progress for me is always good.
Okay, then why don't we get back to, why don't we agree to do that then and get off the aspirational charter and get to the meat of what is so time-sensitive for everyone.
How are we actually handling the aspirational charter, just so that it's clear in my poor little head?
What I'm suggesting is that the work that has been done to date on the aspirational charter be given to the leadership responsibility of the ALEC Standing Working Group on the RAA.
So what exactly is that? Sorry, Evan, I'm not familiar with.
Okay, this came out of the summit and has evolved into a standing ALEC working group on the RAA.
Actually, Michele, it predated the summit. It goes back to the original community motivation from within the at-large community to look at RIA matters, some of which are already enshrined in the new RIA, some of which are the business of RIA Group A and B that we're both involved with, but still it is in an existing place and space which we can quite reasonably explore the Aspirational Registrar and Right Charter and bring in very much an open space and level playing field for supply, demand, industry and anyone else to also have a say in it.
Right, Michele. I mean, it's important to note that although this is an ALEC working group, obviously there's constituencies and communities, both within and without ICANN, that have an interest in this. So ALEC would simply be managing the group, but it would be definitely a broad community effort.
If I can just bite one in again, what ALEC tends to do in these things is create a commons, which allows some of the high level stuff to be discussed in a full, frank, and fearless way.
Right. As we have done, realize, Cheryl, that I come from a country that doesn't actually officially have any ALEC or whatever the hell.
Well, you can fat real fast. I'd be delighted to have an at-large structure application from your fair country, and of course that would assist any of the local internet community work that you would want to do, as we've found in a number of countries.
Okay, I think we're getting way off.
We're getting way off topic here.
I think
I've been down that road.
All right. So then I'm going to, given the fact that McKaylee has been in the Group B and was in last week's call. The next agenda item, really I would like to call on him for next steps for where we be with the...
Well, I
want to make sure the charter document or the key document or whatever it is we want to call it at this point.
Okay, Evan, is your hand still up from before, or do you want to throw something in? Oh, okay, fine. Well, first off, okay, this is the entire at-large thing over there. I wasn't aware of it, and that's kind of, that's interesting. I'd also suggest that the work that has been done so far on the registrant rights thing, that that be passed back to the other working group, the other RAA working group, because there's a couple of things there that are actually already are already on the wish list that some people have been circulating, and there's other ones that, you know, might be suitable there or not, as the case may be. But rather than, you know, it's, as it's already, that work has already been done, rather than losing it, and as it is, as it is pertinent, and Evan did mention it, it would be useful if the ALAC RAA workspace or whatever, if there's information there that's being collated, that'll be passed back into the other working group sooner rather than later, because otherwise I don't see how it's going to get on the table. But that's a side note. In terms of what we're doing here, well, I mean, what the... having a look at the document here, are there any kind of additions or modifications or clarifications or whatever that anybody wishes to make to the document? I suppose, realistically speaking, is, you know, can we kind of say, right, this is a draft that we want to put forward for, I don't know, what is the exact next process? What is, I mean, according to the bylaws or whatever the hell we're meant to be under ruling us. Heidi, what are we meant to do next in terms of moving this forward if we're happy that this document is the draft we're going to work from?
I'm going to pass that back to Margie. And one of the issues we also wanted to talk about on that agenda item is whether there should be a meeting of this group or the at-large registrant rights group in Nairobi as well.
As far as the ALAC registrants' rights or RAA working group, I think I'm still the co-chairman of that.
Yes, you are.
Danny Younger, the other co-chair, has kind of dropped out of things. So,
yes, he has, but he's also involved in RAA Group B.
Oh,
so
yes.
There's a clear nexus, I think, in any re-establishment and discussion that goes on in that workspace. It would mean that we have a very nice opportunity to ensure that all of these activities go on in a properly related and informed way.
So he's been participating in Group B?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Kind of.
Come on. Yes.
Well, he did initially, but we haven't seen sight or hair of him for the last few weeks.
No, and he, like many volunteers, he can run hot and cold. But
oh, no, I know. He has a habit of, he falls out of trees. Come on, Cheryl,
yes,
admit it.
Yeah, I know, but by the same token, if you count up the many hours of conversation we've had from his particular points, there's
Ah, come on now. Don't be picking on me, Cheryl. I go, myself and Danny go way back. He bummed at least 40 cigarettes off me at the ICANN LAX.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'm happy to host then. I'm happy to host some sort of gathering in Nairobi for interested people to talk about. I'm just wondering if Nairobi is. Are we not supposed to have this document done by February 4th? That's what I thought the deadline for it was. So Nairobi would be, in a sense, I mean...
This would be aspirational document work.
Yeah, so this would be aspirational document work. I'm happy to do that. Why don't I try to drum up some interest in that for the aspirational work in Nairobi?
And Bo, it would be a matter of ensuring that we have that activity done at a time which is humane for all the remote participants.
Sure. That's fine. So I'll take care of that, and let's put that aside. I want to make sure we return to the next steps for the document that everybody's anxious for us to spend time on doing, which we have not spent time doing during this meeting. So what are the next steps for that? We've declared it a draft, and now people need to do what?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
Sure. It's Margie. You want me to comment on that?
Please.
Sure. Okay, so we've heard from Sam the amendments. I think what we need as a next step, and this is a suggestion to the group, is to get input from the others on the working group to see if there's anything else that should be included in this Registrant Rights and Responsibilities document. So give us, maybe till the next call to make any additional suggestions. We could have the next call be the one where we finalize it and send it off to the GNSO Council and to at large for approval.
Margie, I'd be wary of how you word that.
Hmm.
I would be very wary how you word that. I know. I think I know what you're aiming for, but if you word it in that manner, I see you opening a massive can of worms, and I'll explain why. What you're looking for is to collect any aspects of consensus policy or bits of the RAA that should live in this document that may have been overlooked, or that people have any suggestions for amendments or anything like that. But if you word it too openly, you're opening it up for people to start suggesting stuff that's out of scope of this current document. That's the fear I would have personally.
I actually have the same fear. So what? When we say, "Is there anything missing?" I mean, we are literally referring to anything missing from the technical or the legal document that didn't make it into the English-speaking document. Pardon me for being dense, but I think we need to be very clear here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to be back, trying to add things that aren't.
Okay. This is Evan. I would like to suggest, and I don't know how controversial this is, the idea of taking the draft that it exists and putting it in the hands of at large, if only because as we put it through various ALSs and other groups, we're going to get a very good sense of what is hard to understand. I think there is a useful process to be able to vet this through the difficulty of language without getting into, is the content right or not, so much as is the content understandable to the intended audience. I think there is a rule that at large can play in that. As long as the scope is sufficiently limited to say, we're asking you to vet this, not for what you think is right and wrong, but what you think you don't understand.
Can we do that in a week?
No. But we can start, there can be a deadline, but as far as I'm concerned, this document does not have to have a finite deadline. This can be a living document that can have an ongoing process of people suggesting refinements and simplifications. Is there a reason we have to have a hard and fast initial deadline, but is there a reason this document can't have, an ongoing work to simplify it?
It's Cheryl here. I think the deadlines and the dates that have come into discussion are in relationship to cut-off dates pre-Nairobi for either SO or AC and or public use. So, for example, anything that is going to be considered by the board needs to be available by no later than, I believe, the 15th or the 18th of February. For some of the SOs, and I think this is where the 5th would come in, there's an amount of time before, for example, the GNSO Council meeting where papers have to be presented to the Council, and that brings you back to some of those other dates in February. So I think that's where that was coming from, Evan. But perhaps staff can double-check me on that.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, then this document has two purposes, one of which is a legal requirement that is, this is something that is going to have to be published once it's approved and accessible once it's approved. I'm sort of hoping that cutoff does not you know, forever put an end to what can be suggested for. You know, maybe there's various cutoff points.
Understood, but I think the current set of dates that are being bandied around as landmark dates have got to do with being able to have it on as new business, or in some cases as continuing business, during the Nairobi meeting. That's all.
So I guess my understanding then would be in this info that we that this can be a living document in a sense. But that becomes part of the, it could become something that the aspirational group or the RAA group talks about, and we need to respond to the hard and fast deadline to get this done as, you know, as a legal requirement for the registrars on schedule, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So does that answer, does that help answer your, does that help address your question, your comment?
Yep.
Okay.
Margie, can I ask you, what is the date for the cutoff for it to be considered by the GNSO as a document in Nairobi?
I thought it was the 15th of February. Liz, are you on the call? I just want to confirm that. That was my understanding.
Yeah, I've had mid-February lurking about in my mind, and therefore coming back to Bo's question of can it be done in a week, well, the answer is no, but it might be able to be at least a fair attempt of it in 2 weeks.
I know the fourth was, this is Bo again, the fourth was presented to me last week by Steve Metallis. He said that it was his understanding that we needed to.
I think Bo, that's where I was asking the question specific for the GNSO Council meeting, which of course they would be wanting to discuss it early in the week, as opposed to the board meeting date, which I think is where you get the 15th or so from.
Okay. All right. Got it. So
and
saying,
that's why I was asking staff to clarify.
So you're saying take two weeks so we have the opportunity to have the at-large community review it and be a week late, but still in time for the board. I understand. Okay.
Yeah, and I just got confirmation from Liz that it is February 15th for the GNSO.
Okay, even better.
For Nairobi.
Yes.
So then...
Yeah.
It sounds like we've made a decision then to try to take this document and circulate it through as many of our as many of the ALSs and as many of our communities in the at-large as we possibly can in a 2 week gap, so that we can have it ready for then. Do we need to allow a little bit of time on the end of that to assuming we get a lot of comments to be able to coordinate them? In other words.
If you run a 7 to 10 day feedback from community process, then you've still got a little bit of padding time to slip in a meeting and for us to consider any input, any feedback, and make any recommendations for minor edit or clarification points.
Okay. All right.
And there's still a matter of the homework that Evan and I need to do.
And how do we, I mean, I'm certainly willing to help, but what is the, if I may quickly ask, what is the process for, how do we get it out to the ALSs in a timely manner, or how do you propose that we get this out to the communities for their feedback right away?
Heidi, we're fairly well practiced at that, aren't we, by now?
Okay. Good.
I think if Heidi works directly with you two as co-chair and me as the ALAC chair, we should be fairly right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sorry, I was on mute, but...
It's all right. I don't mind speaking on your behalf, Heidi.
Okay, good then. All right, so back to our agenda. I guess we're now on next meetings, which we have partially resolved. The aspirational team will meet in Nairobi, which we'll arrange on a separate track from this. We have scheduled a conference call for next week at the same time. Is that right?
Yes. Actually, it's Wednesday the 3rd at 1800 UTC.
Okay. So the question comes up.
I won't be making that call next week if it's at this time, just so you're aware.
1800 UTC isn't this time.
Beg your pardon?
1800 UTC isn't this time. Is it?
Yeah, it is. Oh, no, sorry, it's an hour later. No, but I probably still won't be making it because
okay.
Dublin Airport is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So my question would be then, should we put off that meeting until...
I'm not that important. It's fine. Come on. You can live without me, believe me.
No, should we postpone that second meeting to be closer to the time when we would get feedback?
I think that would be quite sensible.
Let's do that.
For that reason, I think it would be sensible, much as I'd love to think that you were organizing meetings around my timetable.
So let's postpone the next conference call then to 2 weeks from, say, let's postpone it until, like, say, the 10th of February, 11th of February.
10th or 11th is fine by me.
At the 1800 UTC time.
With the goal.
I don't
having,
mind.
With the goal at that time of having some feedback from the at-large community. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Have we gone through our agenda here? Anything else? Any comments? Any concerns?
I'm happy.
We just need to look at the timing of the post-expiry domain name work group for Wednesday the 10th of February.
That's 7:30. That's 19:30 UTC.
So that we slip in at 1800 UTC, that'll be fine.
Does the other...
There's nothing that
the
clashes on the 10th.
Unless it's the other
expiration on the 9th.
All right. Well, anyway, whatever. We'll sort it out.
Okay.
Okay. We set then? Everybody done?
Yes.
We're happy? All right. Well, we'll talk.
Now that's asking too much.
Okay.
Happiness.
All right. Well, we'll talk again then on or about the 11th of February. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.